How to Stop Time, Matt Haig. I still feel weak. My heart throbs. I walk. I think it will help ease the memories of Chapel Street. I walk to the antidote, Hackney, Well Lane, now called Well Street, the place where Rose and I first lived together, before the years of misery and separation and plague took over. The cottages and stables and barns and pond and fruit orchards are long gone. I know it isn't healthy to walk around no longer familiar streets looking for memories that have been paved over, but I need to see it. I keep walking along. These must be among the busiest streets in Hackney. Buses and shoppers bustle past. I pass a phone shop and a pawnbroker's and a sandwich bar. And then I see it. On the other side of the road. The spot where we must have lived. It is now a windowless red brick building with a blue and white sign outside. Hackney Pet Rescue Services. It is depressing to feel your life erased. The kind of depressing that requires you to rest against a wall near the cash machine, causing you to apologize to the old man guarding his pin, explaining that you don't want to rob him and deal with his stare as if he still isn't sure. I watch a man with a Staffordshire Terrier leave the building. Then I realize what I can do. How I can make a little peace with my past. I can cross the street and go inside.